Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts. What is up, Splash fam? Welcome back to the show. It's me, it's Ash, the host of this podcast. We're diving in because I'm fired up and I am ready to get you fired up. Because today we're talking about something powerful. Today we are talking about something that is so dang relatable to this life. We're talking about the power of what if. Yes, these two little words followed by a question mark. What if? When you think about all that you want to do in this life, when you think about all that you want to be in this life, how does what if show up in your world? When you think about your goals and you ask yourself, what if, what follows the two words? Is it what if it all works out? Or is it what if I fail? What if I suck? What if people laugh at me? The power of what if. The power comes into play because you write, you think, you say exactly what follows what if. Right? What if dot, dot, dot? I am just as badass as I think I am. What if it all works out? What if I succeed? What if people cheer for me? The power comes into play because you are in control of how you finish the statement, the question. Right? What if it all worked out for you? Like, really? What if it all worked out for you? And how would your life change if you started to believe that it would? What if the vision in your mind is brought to reality by persistence and perseverance? Right? What if you proved yourself wrong? What if it turns out better than you could have ever imagined? This is a Tuesday pep talk. Because I've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed to end my life. And when I feel overwhelmed, the words that come after what if are so much more negative than I am proud to admit, right? When there's a lot going on in my world, in my head, in my heart, I got a lot of things to do, to get done, big, small, no matter what, how I finish the what if question, the what if statement, I'm not always proud of. So this idea came to my head when I was having a little bit of a meltdown the other night about all the things I needed to get done. And I thought, what if I don't get it all done? What if I can't get it all done? What if I have an even bigger meltdown tomorrow? Right? It might seem small now. It might seem like the words after what if don't matter, but they do. Because the words that I think, the words that I choose to use with myself, they catapult me to how I feel and what I do next. And I know that if I follow the words, what if, with something negative, catastrophic, downright, low energy, low vibe, that is exactly how I will show up in the next moment. What if the goals that you are working towards, that you are reaching towards, what if they're met? What if the trauma, the heaviness that is filling your mind and your heart right now is released and it is healed? Guys, how would your life change if you truly believed that it would all work out? That everything that is lying heavy on you, your mind, your shoulders, your heart, what if it all worked out? What if you started to believe that you were worthy of everything playing out perfectly? There is power in what you believe. There is power in what you think. I think of this Dr. Seuss quote, and it goes something like, you have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes, you can steer the direction in any which way that you choose. It's something like that. I might have butchered it. But you get the point. What you believe you are capable of, what you believe you are worthy of, will come about in this life. So what if you chose something positive? What if you chose something uplifting? If you are feeling stuck, if you are feeling negative, if you are feeling overwhelmed, I have a little trick for you. I want to teach you how to channel the what if mindset. I want you to use curiosity. I want you to begin to cultivate a curious mindset, asking questions and truly seeking to understand the possibilities. How could you use curiosity to catapult you into a positive mindset? Right? Like, how can I be better than yesterday? I can set a little bit more time aside for myself. How can I find a little bit more joy in my job, at work? Well, you know, I can clean up my desk. I can clean up my area a little bit. I can set a timer to have some breaks throughout the day, right? How can you use curiosity to understand yourself and build a better now, build a better present moment? So number one, you're going to use curiosity to channel the what if mindset. Number two, you're going to use imagination. I want you to allow your creativity to run wild by imagining various scenarios and outcomes, right? Let's say you just applied for a new job and all your mind can think about is, what if you get rejected? What if they don't give you a shot? What if they do give you a shot and you just flop the interview? We love to use our imagination to make us feel like shit. But how would your life change if you could use imagination to pull from positivity? Right? What if they love me? I'm going to show up to this interview confident, bold, professional. Use your imagination to throw out the catastrophic events that you're creating in your mind and use it to fuel positive thoughts. Reframe all the negative BS that you play out in your head and that you imagine, and use your imagination for something good. When we're kids, we love to play with imagination. We love to be creative. We love to think wild thoughts. We want to be professional football players and basketball players, and we're going to be famous, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And our imagination knows no limits until we enter into this world and use our past experiences and failures and judgments and opinions from other people. We use all of that to shape what we do and how we show up in this world. So in order to channel the what if mindset, I need you to play with your positive imagination. I need you to know and understand that the possibilities and your potential are endless. Number three, I need you to challenge your assumptions. Question all the things that you assume about yourself and about the circumstances, and consider alternative viewpoints to expand your thinking. What if you assumed the best? What if what you filled in after what if was something good, was something powerful, pulled from all the things that you have accomplished before this moment? And you used it to show up more confident. We love to assume the worst. We love to assume the bad stuff. But how you're going to be able to channel the what if mindset is when you challenge the crappy assumptions that you assume about yourself, all the judgments, all the opinions that you have about yourself. When you can challenge those, you will be able to place positive words after what if. You'll say, what if I can succeed? What if I am the rock star that I know I am? Number four, I want you to use positive reframing. I want you to reframe challenges as opportunities so that you can focus on positive experiences. When you can take a negative moment, a challenge, a hard moment, a sad moment, and you can reframe it in the way that your mind can digest, focusing on the growth, the learning, the transformation, maybe all the things that the universe is trying to teach you. When you can reframe and focus on the good, you will begin to channel the what if mindset all the time. It will sound something like this. Oh man, that was tough. That was rough. I fell on my face. But what if the next time life throws this at me, I'm prepared? What if I can use this failure as a way to pivot and adjust and to do better next time? The what if mindset is a sign of resiliency, is a sign of persistence, is a sign of never giving up in this life, no matter what it throws at you. In order to channel the what if mindset, number 5, I need you to visualize your success. Whenever your mind tries to defeat you before something has even started, I need you to close your eyes and I need you to visualize your success. Visualize what it feels like to be successful, to accomplish the goal, to get the job, to launch the business, to be financially free. Close your eyes and hone in on what success feels like and looks like to you. What if that imagination, what if your visualization of success really can come to life? I promise you, your life will change forever if you begin to understand, to know that it can all work out for you, that you can be successful. You can be happy, that you're worthy of love and abundance in this life. The power of what if is powerful because what you put after what if is all up to you. You can choose to focus on the catastrophe, the disaster, the messiness of life, or you can choose to focus on all the moments that you have showed up powerful and persistent and courageous. And you can use those moments to move you forward, to find greatness, to find success, to find those good moments. I want you to act as if everything that you want in this life and out of this life is already a part of your world. Be bold and show up for this life every single day as if you already know how badass you are. Because what if it really does all work out? There it is. There's your pep talk. And it's one that I needed to hear too, because I am not proud of how I have been filling in the rest of that dang question. What if? Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Send this to somebody that needs to just, believe in their power. Let's do it together, y'all. You guys know the drill. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Show up today. Go be great. Because what if it really does all work out? Talk to you guys next week. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.